أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وأنفقوا الأيام منكم والصالحين من عبادكم وإمائكم إن يكونوا فقراء يغنيهم الله من فضله والله واسع عليم.
In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the importance of guarding our gazes for both the men and the women, and it is one of the most effective ways of preserving our chastity and ensuring that immorality does not become rampant and immorality does not spread within the Muslim society. That is the guarding of our gazes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ayah number 32 speaks of another most effective way of guarding chastity and looking after our hayat. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَأَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ, and get the spouseless one married from amongst you. Get them married. So that is marriage. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of marriage. Marriage, we know, is a very sacred institution. It is a great act of ibadah. It is a great source of bringing about barakat, blessings into our lives, and it is undoubtedly the most effective way to preserve the chastity of an individual. To preserve the chastity and the haya of the man as well as the woman. And that's Allah, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the ayama. Ayama, amkihul ayama. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to all those who do not have a spouse. Whether it's a man or a woman who has never married before, or whether it is a divorcee, whether it is a widow or a widower, Allah says, do not leave men unmarried. The moment they have reached marriageable age, people, youngsters, men, women have natural desire. They have natural inclinations towards the opposite gender. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and get them married. From here, Mufassirin explained that we learn one aspect when it comes to proposals and when it comes to marriage is that it should not be done and carried out directly by the one who wishes to get married. Especially when it comes to the women, it should be carried out on behalf of her by her family member, by her guardian, by her parents, by her relatives. It is inappropriate for her to directly approach anyone for marriage purposes. And similarly with regards to the man, it is inappropriate for him to directly approach a woman and ask for a hand in marriage, even though it is valid. There's nothing, so long as it's done within the parameters of Sharia, there's no illicit relationship before the nikah and so on and so forth. But the tradition that Islam has established is that the guardian, the family members, the relatives, the parents, the elder brothers or sisters, they look for a spouse, or they identify a suitable spouse, or they are the ones who arrange a marriage and arrange nikah on behalf of the man and or on behalf of the woman. Obviously, at the end, the decision lies on the individual. They are not allowed to force the daughter or force the son to get married to a particular girl or to get married to a particular boy. The decision as to when they wish to get married and who they wish to marry ultimately rests in line with the individual. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there should be no delay in this regard when it comes to the aspect of nikah and marriage. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the youth and he says, Ya ma'ashara shabab, man istata'a minkum al-ba'ata falyatazawwaj. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, O shabab, O youth, O youngsters, whoever from amongst you has the ability, the financial ability to get married, he should get married. Don't delay in the aspect of marriage. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advises the parents and advises the girl that as soon as a suitable match is found for her, the moment she has reached marriageable age and there is a suitable match found for her, then get her married. What is a suitable match? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا أَتَاكُمْ مَنْ تَرْضَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ فَزَوِّجُوهُ. If someone comes to you, asks for your daughter's hand, your granddaughter's hand, your sister's hand in marriage, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and you are happy and you are fully satisfied with the level of deen in the person, and you are happy and you are satisfied with the akhlaq and the character in the individual, then get her married to him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said in the hadith, if you will not do so, if you will neglect this aspect of nikah and marriage, and if not get your daughters married once they have reached marriageable age, and once there are suitable spouses available for them, you delay and you do not get married, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it will be a cause of great fitna. Fitna will spread, immorality will spread, unnecessary interaction with the opposite gender will become the norm of the day, and ultimately people will disregard the aspect of haya and the institution of chastity that Islam has ordained upon us. Allah said, get the spouseless one married from amongst you. والصالحين, and those who are capable, من عبادكم وإمائكم, from your slave boys and your slave girls. Slave boys and slave girls, something that was very much involved in the past. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you have a slave boy or you have a slave girl and they are capable of getting married, then get them married as well. إِن يَكُونُ فُقَرَى يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Allah says, let not the financial situation prevent you from making nikah. Very often. Yes, it is something we should consider, and we should, but let that not be the overwhelming aspect that you are considering. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن يَكُونُوا فُقَرَى. If they are fuqara, if they are poor, they are needy, يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enrich them from His bounty. How often we have seen that after nikah, Allah ta'ala blessed them with a lot of barakah. As long as they observe the rites of nikah, and they are observing the rights of each other, and they are fulfilling the commandments of Allah, nikah, wallahi, is a great, great source of barakah. Great source of barakah, great source of blessing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through this union, over and above preservation of chastity, reservation of deen, reservation of haya, it is a great source of drawing barakah, blessing into an individual's life, and bringing a great deal of barakah into the home through nikah. Nikah is one of the greatest sources of attracting and drawing blessings from Allah, bringing barakah into your sustenance, barakah into your life, barakah into your home, provided that the couple are living a life that is pleasing and that is recognized by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu wasi'un adeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah is wasi', Allah is all encompassing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely generous, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware. Never.